Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
And I heard a voice call. come from the cross. And it said, Father, why are they screaming? Why are the faces of some of them beaming? Why are they casting their lots for my role? This crown of thorns hurts me more than it shows. Father, please, can't you do something? I know that you must hear my cry. I thought I could handle a cross of this size. Father, remind me why. Why does everyone want me to die? Oh, when will I understand why? My precious son, I hear them screaming, and I'm watching the face of the enemy beaming, but soon I clothe you in robes of my own. Jesus, this hurts me much more than you'll know. But this dark hour, I must do nothing. Though I've heard your unbearable cry, the power in your blood destroys all of the lies. And soon you'll see past their unmerciful eyes. Look there below, see the child trembling by her father's side. Now I can tell you. She is why you must die.
Thank you. I know that's from a different perspective, kind of from a little girl's eyes. And there's a lot more story after that. Jesus didn't just die. After he died, just to pay for our sins, he rose again so that we could live forever and be with him eternally. If he wouldn't have risen again, that wouldn't be possible. And so I just want to praise him tonight for everything that he has done just for us. He loved us so much that he died so that we could be free of our sin and all the worldly things that, that taunt us each day and try to pull us down. All we need to do is look to him and just ask him for help, and he's there always. This next song is probably a worship song that you probably know, especially if you go here. I think you guys do it. I think Jeremy told me that you did. But anyway, I am actually going to ask Jordan to come up and help me with this one. Where's Jordan? This is Jordan's favorite song that we do at church.
Everyone needs compassion. love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations.
That's my daughter, Jordan. She's 3 years old. And her little sister's two, and she's right behind her. that's one special part of our ministry, is taking our kids along with us. Nathan's back in the sound booth, and he always goes everywhere I go. and sometimes the kids stay with Grandma and Grandpa on either side, so they're pretty lucky that way. But it's wonderful, you know, being a mom, but it makes the ministry tough. traveling a lot, you know, practicing pretty much doesn't happen at home anyways, unless the kids aren't there. But it's really special to have them be a part of it and grow up in something that, you know, hopefully they can carry on later on. Jordan's excited and has a heart for it, I think. I'm actually going to have, can I have the Shackleton Trio come back up and help me with these next two songs? I have a couple carols that I would like everyone to sing, actually, and we'll have the words up on the screen. And after, you know, going through the story of Christ's birth and what Christmas is really all about, And just something that I want to add in there, some people don't understand, you know, giving at Christmas time, the gifts, and it does get way out of proportion and blown, you know, way out too much. But the reason we give is because Jesus gave to us. It represents, you know, what he did for us. And so since he gave to us, we give to others. And that's really what it all is. It doesn't, you know, it shouldn't all be about the money and the gifts and the tree and, you know, it should be about family, but we need to remember, always take it back to what Christmas really is. Don't just make it about the tree and about Christmas and about the meals. Make sure you know, if you have kids at home that don't understand the meaning of Christmas, make sure you explain it. You know, if you don't know it, bring them to church on Sunday. I'm sure you'll find out. It's an amazing gift that God gave us, and it's hard to understand, and I don't completely understand everything either, and I never will, but you know what, I'm going to go to heaven and ask God a lot of questions, and that way I'm going to know for sure that, you know, what we're doing is right, and going to church on Sunday is just part of it, but having a personal relationship with him is what it's all about.
Christ is born in Bethlehem.
You may be seated. That went really fast. that was the last song that I had for you guys tonight. I hope it didn't go too quickly. But I hope that you got a message from tonight and just really take home and think about some of the things, you know, that you heard in the songs and what Jesus really went through. You know, he was born, and we celebrate that on Christmas, and just that, you know, that he died for us and gave us his life so that we can be saved through his blood. And I just want you to think about that and take with it, you know, to your families and just spread the joy this Christmas season. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, not a holiday. And when you say, you know, Merry Christmas to people, make sure you say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. It's Christmas with a capital C, because it's Christ. I hope you have a wonderful season. Merry Christmas.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night. Faith serenely beaming with glowing hearts, by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from Orient lands. The king thus in lowly manger, in all our trials, born to be our friend. He knows our need, to our weakness is no strength. In sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Thank you. Well, I think most of you are from this church, and so you know the group that I'm going to call up next. I think they're called the Shackleton Trio. And there, I have asked them to come do a special for me tonight. And they put something together. Thank you, dear. They put something together for me. And actually, I haven't heard it yet. So I'm going to call them up. And this is going to be actually the last song of the birth, about Jesus being a baby that you're going to hear. So just kind of take it and kind of wrap that all, in a package and just kind of dwell on it. And then we'll have another clip for you after that.